Hi everyone and happy Friday. I hope you guys enjoyed your day. I'm not going to be on here not too much, but I'm not going to waste your time either. So we're going to definitely jump into things. All right. It is Super Bowl weekend. On Sunday, the world will be watching the Chiefs against the 49ers, but the real eye of it all, and who we gonna be keeping an extra close eye and a chakra on, will be considered this artist, who pretty much, let me run down the stats of him. Okay, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, Music Hall of Fame of Georgia, Black Music Entertainment of Walk of Fame, Sound the Stage Walk of Fame, the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He has 8 Grammy Awards, 34 ASCAPs, 9 Soul Train Awards, 8 American American Music Awards. With that, also, he's the most awarded artist at Billboard, of course. He pretty much formed his own, you can say his own label with a talent manager. Y'all know Scooter Braun. He pretty much gave us Justin Bieber. Y'all know him as one name and one name only. He is called Mr. Entertainment, Mr. Excitement. You can even call him almost, you can even sing he is the anointed king of R&B, to be exact. He's graced us from the tender age of 14, and he's now in his, you could say, mid-40s, to be exact. Not only with him being a son, a dad, you know, other things, and more importantly, let's not forget, he's a Libra power. Usher will be on the main stage come Super Bowl Sunday. He is getting, like most artists, they usually have a good 10 to 13 minutes. Not him, honey. He has a total of a whopping 15. Now, him being in the game for over 30 years, we really gonna find out what his playlist is. Now, he's been very mum and very tight-lipped about what the playlist and who he's going to feature and what he's going to do. He's been very coy about that, but the stage is set. The rehearsals are done. He's excited. He also said that, you know, he was channeling other artists that graced the stage in past Super Bowl history, like Michael, Prince, Shakira, Jennifer Lopez, Beyonce, Lady Gaga, the list goes on. So all eyes will be on Usher this Sunday. So tune in for the Super Bowl, not just for the football, but for the halftime show. That's all we're tuning in for. I know that's what I'm tuning in for. So we're going to see what brother Usher brings to the stage, pretty much solidifying his 30-year career. Also, with that being said, and this is also a very smart business, savvy business move on his part too. He released his album today, Coming Home. So it's a good, it's about 16 songs if I'm not mistaken on it, I'm not too sure, but I think it's about 16 tracks on there. That it also includes Good with him and Summer Walker, and I think 21 Savage as well. So yeah, run it up. And he also teamed up with Miss Kim Kardashian for her line Skims. Mm-hmm. And he has an extra song, an exclusive song already out on there too. So yeah, he's definitely making business moves, more like money moves. So yeah, definitely tune into the Super Bowl on Sunday to see him grace the stage. Okay. More, Kelly Rowland is coming to the defense. So is coming to, I wouldn't say coming to defense, but she sides with what Jay-Z said at the Grammys about a week ago. So, I mean, again, everybody is entitled and has rights to their opinion on the matter of the situation. Well, some people will agree with him and some people may not agree with him. But like I said before, it all boils down to this. You still have to stay in the game as much as you can, but you also have to make sure with that comes change. So It's one thing to say what's due, what's owed, what you worked hard for, but also putting that plan into action. So again, you have to change the narrative for people not to just fit in, not to be in, but make your own space, make your own way, make your own avenue, especially if it's being turned over time and time again. So again, you just have to make sure that you, you're allowed to say whatever you want. This is a free country. You're allowed to express your views or however you may see fit. Everybody has that chance and that point to do so. So again, you just, like you said, just work hard, stay in the game, and just be ready for change. And getting on that board of committees would be the best thing to do, honestly, because they vote for these categories each and every year, especially according to Billboard and other avenues of business, especially now that the artists are in full business control mode. It's not so much the record company anymore. You as the artists are the leader of your destiny. So you just have to make it as far as you can, which is creating not only a musical space, but other avenues as well. And just being in the front and behind the front as well. Because you are the business. You are the entity. So I think that's definitely a kind of shock to the system that now the artist has to be the business person. You are the front, the middle, the sides, the back, all of that. You're working on all four cylinders. You know, you just have to make sure that your businesses are up to par and, you know, everything is set, you know. So, yeah. Aside from that, but you know, again, to each his own. Everybody has a right to respond, whether you agree or disagree or whatever. He said it, he meant it. It was his moment, and that's the road he took. So hey, it is what it is. Okay. Club Shay Shay, honey. Uncle Shan is making noise, honey. His podcast is coming in hot, okay? We all got started, I'm telling you. We all got started with Cat Williams and him dropping gems and dropping bombshells and just rattling or ruffling people's feathers. Now, with this interview that was held by Monique, comedian extraordinaire Monique, okay, who has so much to her table and her so much to her list. Yes, came on Club Shay Shay a couple of days ago, and honey, may we all say that her and fellow comedian Mr. D.L. Hughley, their feud is back on like popcorn. Now, they both went on live yesterday. I would say not even an hour or two later. Monique came on first, and then DL followed up like an hour or two later to address the things that were discussed on the program. A lot of things that she discussed on Club Shay Shay having to do with the issues that her and Dio had, along with what Tiffany Haddish implied, I guess Kevin Hart. And I really didn't get a chance to kind of actually sit down and hear the whole interview. I got like snippets coming up on Hollywood Unlocked and snippets from the Shade Room. So yeah. And then when she went on her live, I got to get a sense of what truly happened. To make a long story short, there issues stem back from a game when she went on the D.L. Hughley show, radio show at the time she went on the radio show, and I guess they played a game called I'm not sure to what extent the game was played, but it was to the point where Monique kind of felt offended because it had it to do with her husband or sort of that. I'm not too sure to that, and I don't want to get my information wrong. So they pretty much, she brought it up to his attention, and they just pretty much forgoed the situation. So now, into that, they were supposed to go on the road together. And I guess, you know, her time was supposed to come up when she was going to step on the stage. I'm not sure if the agreements or the money panned it out, but that whole idea fell through. And I mean, let's just say that it came fast and furious. She told her side of the story. Then he came and told her side of the story. A lot of things were exchanged. Like I said, when it got personal with, you know, his family, and then it got personal with her family, and it just kept going back and forth, and it got ugly, got real volatile, to the point where DL's oldest daughter came in and was, you know, came in and defended her father towards Monique, and then Monique not rebuffed, but she responded back saying, I didn't mean to say that, and I was just telling you, you know, conveying what my story was to what was going on or whatever the case may be. So it definitely kind of got brutal on social media. So now that the disagreement has kind of stirred up again due to the fact that Monique pretty much was on Club Shay and pretty much, you know, gave her side and take on things. So, I will say this. I like both of them, to be honest with you. And whatever they got going on, honestly, I really have to sit down and really, you know, really kind of get a gist of her take on things. But I would say this. I would tell DL that he should come to Club Shay Shay, honestly, and kick it with Unk. And really get his perspective on things. Because I think that they don't have to be besties. They don't have to be friends. But they can move forward. You know what I mean? But again, it has to get down to the point where families and personal stuff is not involved. Okay? That's just how far that can go, we already know. But again, you know, we can't tell people when they say it's hard for people to find the strength, to find the point when people go low to go high. No, you want to take them straight to hell with you. Just saying. So it would be very interesting if he went on Club Shay Shay. But I will say this. Club Shay Shay is skyrocketing in viewership like a mug. Like I said, Cat Williams shattered that glass ceiling so others could come right on in. Honey, let's just say it's up from here. Who else is coming? Ooh, excuse me. Who else is coming through? We want to hear it. Who else is coming? But, like I said, I just have to hear Monique's side of the story to kind of get a better understanding and a better scope to where it all stemmed from, but it keeps going back and forth. Now, again, remember when, I got the hiccups really badly. Okay, sorry about that. I had a real interesting case of the hiccups. I don't know where that came from, but anyway, let me jump back into what I was saying. So, when it came to her also speaking on Taraji's take on being underpaid as a as a black actress in Hollywood, she agreed. She totally agreed with that. She said it broke her heart to see, you know, Taraji being upset and displaying her emotions and just being hurt and ready to toss in the towel. She said it broke her heart, but also she said that she was the one that was sounding the alarm first, and you see how it happened. But even before her, it's been women in Hollywood that pretty much, she said, have gone on. They haven't said things. They were quiet. They pretty much put their heads, I wouldn't say they put their hands in the sand, but they were trying to move to just kind of keep going forward, and, you know, and instances didn't work. And some of them are no longer here. Again, you know, it's been far-fetched in between that women of color have won Oscars or been able to be paid more or anything. And we're talking about a long lineage of women in in Hollywood making waves and headways and stuff like that. So You know, she said, she talked about that, and, you know, it's now being looked at that, it's now being looked at as the fact that this is true. And it's been true for a long period of time. But again, when she said something, it was, she's crazy. She's difficult to work with. She was even blackballed for a time or two because she was putting out people's names. She was putting it out there, but also adding names to it, or putting a face to it. And in some instances, it's not even, I can't believe her. But at the same time, as I do believe her, because look at what they do. Look at the juxtaposition. And just because they're supposed to be our, here's the thing. Just because they're supposed to be our heroes, they're not our heroes. And they're not my hero. They're not, I don't look up to Oprah. I don't look up to Tyler Perry. I don't look up to Lee Daniels. I don't look up to these people. I look up to me. Do they made, have they made ways in this world? Yes. Have they been able to make avenues for themselves and for others? Absolutely. Oprah's been on TV for forever. She's been empowering women to do the things that she's done. And she's been a voice. You know what I'm saying? Tyler Perry, he also came from something to nothing. From nothing to something. He's been able to have his own production studios in acres because he wanted it like how they did the Hollywood movies. He has his own freaking lot. His own lot. And every set is named after a Hollywood actress that he admired. So if you were pretty much on this television show, you went over to this lot, or you were filming a movie, you went over to this lot. So again, I'm not taking nothing from what Monique said, but what she was trying to convey was, at the end of the day, I spoke up for what I wanted, and I don't care what it took, but I'm still going to stand on what I stood on, and that's it. You know, I'm going to still keep talking. I'm going to still keep singing a happy song, but I know what I know. And now Taraji has come forward and said what happened also, especially when they were doing The Color Purple, it puts a name out there. So again, folks have to be held accountable when it comes to this. And, you know, these actors have to feel like they have a voice. And they're being understood, and people are going to make ways so now they can get paid. Because just because you live a sort of lifestyle, again, what do you have to show for it? It's not about crying wolf or just complaining. No. We complain too, but what do we have to do? We have to continuously work. But if we're not being appreciated, what do? We get the hell out. We leave for a little bit until we're feeling like we're appreciated, or we look for something else that's going to appreciate us even more and let the money speak for itself. And that's just pretty much what it is. But for them, if this is their milk and honey, they have to make sure that causes and rules and regulations get channeled so they could be able to get paid the money that they're due, especially if they're the lead actress of it. They're the main person to get the butts in the seats and chairs and stuff. So yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's pretty much the gist. But like I said, I really have to like sit down if I get some time, because I'd be busy too. Now a sister gotta make her coins as well, not only talking to you guys, but I do work too. So I really have to sit down and kind of get a feel of this interview. But it would be nice if the Ohugly came on to hook up Shay Shay. It would be really, really interesting to hear his take on things. Because like I said, I like them both. I'm not going to lie to you. I like Monique, definitely. I like her, definitely. Even, you know, even certain things with her I don't agree with. On certain things, and there's just certain things I do agree with, and I'm like, okay, kind of takes a little bit, but I also love D.O. Hughley. I mean, seeing him back on the Comic View days and stuff like that, and then him just, you know, being who he is, just a cool cat, a cool person. You know, I don't know him in real life, but just seeing, you know, stuff like that, you know, he's married and, you know, his kids are adults and he got grandkids. It's just cool to see stuff like that, you know. And it would be interesting for him to come on Club Shay Shay. Like, for real, I can't stop talking about that. I'm just saying, if that happens, just know you heard it from me first. Just know you heard it from me. I'm just saying. I took that into consideration, right? Okay, cool. So, Ariana Grande also, speaking of new albums and stuff of that nature, Ariana Grande gave like a snippet the other day about her album coming out called Eternal Sunshine in March. So she gave like a couple of snippets of her tracks that are pretty much coming on the album. I think the album will be about 16 songs. So far, Yes And is definitely burning up the charts, and the music video is quite interesting. It's giving homage to Cold Hearted Snake choreography that Paula Abdul did back in 89, if I'm not mistaken, in that time frame. So yes, Ari is getting her Paula Abdul together. Now, it's been a minute since, you know, Ariana released an album, so it's definitely worth the wait, you know. So we'll see that. I know, like I said, I told y'all earlier, Usher released his album Coming Home. Definitely has a good marketing. Definitely has a good strategy why he's getting all the props right now. So, as I told you back last episode, about the memoriam and who was left out, I know you guys know Steve Hardwell from the group Smash Mouth. He was left out. And I also think, oh my goodness, I forgot his name. His name is right on the tip of my tongue. Oh my gosh, Harry Belafonte. I think they left him out as well. So yeah, you know, the manager, Steve Hart was former manager, did not like that, and they did specify of him being left out the memorial tribute. So I don't think the Grammys committee has commented on that as of yet, but I think they probably will sooner or later. So yeah, pretty much. I'm not going to do my segment that I started you guys out with called Who Am I? I'm not going to do that until the next episode. So y'all have two of those coming your way. So stay tuned and be up for that part. But let me see if I have anything else I want to talk to you guys about. Because I definitely wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. Definitely, for sure. Anything else I wanted to speak to you guys about? Anything else? I hope I don't forget. Because I hate when I forget to tell y'all stuff. I hate to forget it. So, busy. Yeah, most definitely. But anything I forgot to tell you guys, I want to definitely tell you guys in the next episode when I get the time to tell y'all. So like I said, for now, I don't want to leave nothing out. I think I touched all my bases for now. If I didn't, I will definitely do it the next episode. Before I get out of here, before I jet also. There's a new trailer coming out, because a lot of things are happening this year. A lot of folks are airing out some things. So I heard that the ID channel is pretty much having a two-night expose on uncovering the issues that happen with kids television television shows from the late 90s and early 2000s. Now, y'all do remember this happened with Nickelodeon. Dan Schneider, who produced iCarly, Victorious, all that, and The Amanda Show, okay, was hit with a lot of allegations of him doing a lot of unsolicited things with minors, staff, and others at Nickelodeon. So he was let go back in 2018. He pretty much released a statement. Releasing a statement said he had nothing but the best intentions for people and things of that nature. But Nickelodeon also released a statement and saying that him and Schneider, they don't work anymore. So since 2018, we haven't heard from Dan Schneider, from only about here and there. But a lot of former castmates from different television shows have a lot to say. And that also included sexism. He was dealt with racism and other things that happened on different shows. So it will be very interesting to hear from these castmates of these shows that we used to enjoy back on Nickelodeon in that time frame, to hear them speak and tell their truth. It's definitely going to be interesting. So yeah, that's supposed to be a two-night part, which will be coming out next month. So I'm definitely going to tune into that, because again, we really don't get the Ichu Hollywood story when it comes to our favorite television shows. But now that they're going deep undercover, but it's been a lot with these kids shows and what happened to children in Hollywood also. And it's not only Nickelodeon that had underlining issues, Disney too. We just don't hear about it. And that's a lie. And we should, because again, this is just make cringeable. In Holly weird, it makes it all cringeable. It's very sad, but this is Holly weird for you, most definitely. But I'm gonna talk to y'all sooner rather than later. That's my time. I'm out of here. You guys enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy Super Bowl Sunday, and I'll catch y'all the next time. Until then, stay safe. Later.